Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, welcome to part 18 of Better in You and Living Way. And the subject in part 18 is where forgiveness is found. And this part is reading, and it is in Old Covenant, Jeremiah chapter 31. The Israelites will return to their own land. The Lord says that when the time comes, I will be the God of every family in Israel, and they will be my people. The Lord says, I was kind to the Israelites when they traveled in the desert. No, I helped those that the enemy had not killed as they looked for a place where they could rest. At that time, long ago, the Lord showed himself to his people. He said, I have always loved you, and I always will love you. My faithful love for you continues forever. My special people of Israel, I will make you strong again. You will be so happy that you dance as people make music with tambourines. You will again plant vines on the hills in Samaria. Yes, farmers will plant vines, and they will eat their fruit. There will be a time when guards will call out as they watch for danger in the hills of Ephraim. They will shout, let us go up to Zion to worship the Lord our God. The Lord says this, sing with joy for Jacob's descendants. They are the greatest of all the nations. Nations praise the Lord with loud voices. Say, Lord, please save your people, save those Israelites who are still alive. See what I will do. I will bring them back from the land in the north, wherever they are. I will bring them back. A great crowd of my people will return. Blind people will be among them, and people who cannot walk well. There will be pregnant women and some who will very soon give birth. They will be weeping as the day come. They will pray for my help as I lead them. I will lead them beside the streams of fresh water and on flat paths where they will not fall down. I will help them, but they are there. I will help them because I am a father for Israel's people. Ephraim is like my firstborn son. People of all nations, listen the Lord's message. Shout it aloud for everyone to hear. Ever those who live on the coast far away. Say the Lord chased Israel's people away, but now he will bring them back. He will take care of them like a shepherd who takes care of his sheep. Yes, the Lord will rescue Jacob's descendants. He will pay the cost to let them be free. They will no longer be under the power of people who were stronger than them. His people will come back to Mount Zion, and they will shout with joy. They will be very happy because of all the good things that the Lord gives to them. There will be grain to make bread, new wine, and olive oil. There will be lambs and young calves. They will grow and be strong like a garden that has plenty of water. They will not be weak or sad anymore. The Lord says this. Young women will dance because they are happy. The young men and the old men will also be happy. I will cause them to laugh instead of weep. I will comfort them so that they are happy instead of sad. I will give the priest plenty of good things. My people will have everything that they need because of all the good things that I give to them. Jesus, they are bad. The Lord says, you can hear a sad noise in Ramah. Someone is weeping with a loud voice. It is Rachel, and she is weeping for her children. Not. Nobody can help her to stop weeping because her children are dead. The Lord says, stop crying. Do not weep anymore. I will help you because of what you have done. Your children will return from the land of their enemies. That is what the Lord says. Yes, you will have a descendant in the future. Your children will return to their own land. That is what the Lord says. I have heard Israel's people when they are sad. They say to me, you punished us and we accepted it. You taught us to obey you like a farmer teaches an ox to work for him. So let us come back to serve you. We are ready to return to you because you are the Lord our God. After we turned away from you, we were sorry that we had done that. We understood what we had done, and we showed that we were sad. We were ashamed and upset because of the disgusting things that we did have when we were young. But Israel's people are my own dear children. I still love them even when I have to speak against them. I can never forget them. I only want to help them. I will certainly be kind to them. That is what the Lord says. People of Israel, put up signs along the roads so that you know the way to go. Remember the road that you traveled on when you went away from your land. And now return you, my special people Israel, return to your cities that you had to leave. You went away from me like a daughter who refuses to obey her father. Do not continue to turn away from me. I, the Lord, promised to do a new thing when will take care of men. Hallelujah. Amen. Then in this part of Bible, Jeremiah, God has talked with people through the prophet Jeremiah, and it is God's will. And God hold it and promise, and God hold it and repeat, turn back, come back. Because God see that those people are lost. And God's love to people is so beautiful, indescribable, that He give another opportunity that people repent and come back and join God again. The people of Judah will be strong again. The Lord Almighty, Israel's God, says this, I will bring my people back from the land where they have been prisoners. Then the people in the towns of Judah will again say, we pray that the Lord will bless you, Jerusalem. You are the special place where he lives on his holy mountain. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord said this, the time will come when I fill the lands of Israel and Judah with people and animals. In past time, I choose to pull them out of the land like a plant with its roots. I knocked them down and I destroyed them. But now I will put them in the land again like a strong plant. That is what the Lord says. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord says this, a time will soon come when I make a new covenant with Israel's people and with Judah's people. I will not be like the old covenant that I made with their ancestors. At that time, I brought them safely out of Egypt. I took care of them like a faithful husband who takes care of his wife, but they did not obey my covenant. That is what the Lord says. And it is the holy sadness that God is so nice and faithful and care about the people disobey him and hurt him. The Lord is the one who causes the sun to shine during the day. He causes the moon and the stars to shine at night. He causes the waves of the sea to move around and they make a loud noise. He is the Lord Almighty and he makes his this promise. I will always take care of the Israel's people as my special nation, Jesus. I will always cause the laws that rules everything to continue. I could never forget those laws and I could never forget my people. The Lord says nobody can measure the size of the sky. Nobody can dig down to the bottom of the earth's foundations. In the same way, I can never turn away from all Israel's people. I will not leave them, even though they have done wicked things. That is what the Lord says. The Lord says this, the time will soon come when this city of Jerusalem belongs to me again. You will build it all again from the tower of Hananel to the corner gate. The edge of the city will go straight from there to Gareb Hill. Then it will turn south and go to Gua. The whole area will belong to the Lord as a holy place. It will include the valley where they threw the dead bodies and the ashes from sacrifices. I will include all the fields of the Kidron Valley in the east, as far north as the corner of the Horse Gate. All of that will be my holy place. Nobody will ever again take the city or destroy it. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you see that God care about his creation, and God again talk that he's going to repair, to give opportunity to Israelites people to repent and join God, and God is going to help them, and they must keep their promises to God and do not commit sin. Matthew chapter 1, Jesus is born. This is how Jesus Christ was born. His mother Mary, his mother's name was Mary, and she had promised to marry a man called Joseph. Then she discovered that she was pregnant. This happened before they started to live together. It was the Holy Spirit that caused this to happen to her. Joseph was a good man. He wanted to do what was right. He did not want her to become ashamed in front of people, so he decided to stop their marriage secretly. He thought about what he should do. Then an angel came from the Lord God to see him. The angel came to Joseph while he was dreaming. The angel said, Joseph, you who are from the family of King David, take Mary home as your wife. Do not be afraid to do that. The baby that is growing inside her is from the Holy Spirit. Mary's baby will be a boy. He will save his people from their sins. Because of that, you must give him the name Jesus. The Lord God had given a message about this to one of his prophets long ago. Now the message would become true. The prophet had said the young woman who has never had sex with will have a baby boy. People will call her son Emmanuel. This name means God is with us. Then Joseph woke up from his sleep. He did what God's angel had said to him. He married Mary and he took her to his home. Joseph did not have sex with Mary until after the baby boy was born. He said that the boy's name should be Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Then God also in a new covenant talk about his beloved son Jesus Christ born and coming to this world as the only savior. Hallelujah. Amen. God's peace be with you. Go in peace and happiness in the most heavenly name of God the Son Jesus and Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. See you in next part.